Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And I'm glad you're here. Pat Weber is with us. Pat is the number one sales coach that I know of, especially for introverts. That's right. She's kind of carved out a little niche there for herself, helping people who are introverted to become better and more successful in the marketplace. Pat Weber, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always glad to be here.
It's good to have you back. And, of course, as I was telling the audience, you've already had your 11th anniversary. And you're an original member of our Brain Trust. We couldn't do without you.
Oh, thank you. It's always fun to be a part of your Brain Trust.
Well, you know what? You know what I always say, Pat? If you can't have fun, let's just forget about it.
Absolutely.
Because I don't like to take myself too seriously. Someone once said, and I love this, Pat, that no matter who you are, no matter how famous you are, no matter how much money you have, no matter what you think of yourself, the size, the attendance at your funeral will still depend upon the weather. So if you keep that in mind, you know, and the reason I connect that to having fun is some of the best laughs I have, Pat, are at myself.
Well, I'm going to share that one with my husband because, you know, he's an all-out extrovert.
Yeah.
And he just loves and thrives with hundreds of people. When we plan a party, what I have in mind is a little close.
Two couples.
Eight at the most. Eight people. Four.
Yeah.
You know, that's all I want in terms of chairs around the table. And he's got it up to 100. So
oh,
he has a really big, different perspective.
Right.
So I'll remind him about this weather.
Exactly. You have to remind him about that. So you've been working a lot on introverts. You've been helping introverts become more successful. And I've been using a lot of the things that you've taught us, and we have another friend, Elise Benin, who's an introvert expert. And
yeah.
And the things that you guys have taught us, I've used a lot in my thinking and learning about myself and learning about how I behave and how others behave and what kind of a person I'm talking with and how I need to morph my behavior to fit in with them, because if they're being an introvert, that's not a good day for me to be an extrovert, you know. And so it's been very helpful to me. But I wonder about introverts. We've talked about introverts when they were selling.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things you work on a lot. But what about introverts with networking?
Yeah, I think
is that different from selling?
I know that you also have Dr. Ivan Meisner on.
Of course, yeah.
In your Brain Trust and on occasionally. And I know that he recently came to the wonderful revelation that he is an introvert. How he didn't know that for years, I'm not quite sure. But I guess it took me a long time to take that MBTI test and nail that. But I think for networking, the skills that we have are just so tremendous. We want to be networking because the other people are grateful when we come along, as opposed to always dealing with the extrovert who's out there talking about themselves, talking up a storm, as a matter of fact.
Right.
That's kind of a nice thing. We don't have to... You know, that's one thing, I don't know, Jim, if you find yourself not wanting to reveal a lot about yourself or else taking a lot of time to decide how much to reveal.
Right.
I have a joint venture partner from Canada, and we actually are working on a boot camp for introverts, shy, and what we call straight shooters, people who like to communicate directly.
Mm-hmm.
They don't go the indirect route. But one of the things that we found is that in networking, the introvert or shy person really can not work. They don't have to be concerned about revealing information about themselves until they're ready, because the other people will do all that talking for you.
Right.
And all you have to do is be a good listener and go along with that flow to be able to then add what you want in the way of more curiosity. I think I'm naturally curious. I know you are, Jim.
I'm dangerously curious. It gets me into a lot of trouble sometimes.
But if you can just stay in that curious state while you're networking and let go of thinking about yourself, really. Mm-hmm. Just do what you do normally in being with a lot of people. I know I listen to the conversations, and I wait for an opening where I can sound super intelligent because I don't like to speak off the top of my head about something.
Yeah.
And that's what introverts don't need to be concerned about, steering away from networking. We're a breath of fresh air to people out there in business working, and oh my God, with the party season upon us, we'll be welcome with open arms.
What about, now you talked about this concept of a straight shooter.
Yeah.
Is that a trait of an introvert?
I think that we like to be straight shooters, but we've held our... Now, I haven't. I've never held myself back from being a straight shooter.
What is a straight shooter?
Well, it's someone who likes direct versus indirect communication, and they are focused on the subject at hand when they're talking about it. They're not... You know, their head isn't all over. There are some of us who
they don't mince words. They come out and say what they. You know, you don't have to wonder what they're thinking when they actually do communicate. They get it right out there.
That's right, because they've already thought about it.
And it saves a lot of time. Sometimes just being a straight shooter come across as being abrupt and rude.
Yeah, that's. You know, that's the important thing.
Does that happen to introverts? I mean, are they likely to do that?
Yeah, I mean, many times I've been accused of. Unfortunately, my husband for many years worked in. Well, I did too in corporate America.
Mm-hmm.
But being a corporate wife is different than being a corporate sales manager.
Right. Right.
And a lot of times when I would be working. In that circle of other wives in corporate America alongside my husband would actually get a call from a boss or a boss whose wife prompted him to say, you've got to talk with that Marty about his wife, Pat, because she just is very abrupt in her manner.
Wow.
And she doesn't really mingle well. That's my favorite one.
But you're a great mingler.
Well, yeah, as long as there's, you know, other people open to that kind of mingling.
Hold on to that thought, Pat. We're going to come back, folks. We're going to talk some more about this idea of introverts. Fascinating topic, because there are a lot of you out there, and believe it or not, I'm kind of an introvert myself. I know you don't believe that, but I kind of am. And according to Pat's definition, anyway, 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Pat Weber is our guest. We'll be back.
Parade on, it's a crazy feeling, and
welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. We built it just for you. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes or anywhere in between on any topic under the small business sun. You got articles you can read. You got archives you can listen to. You got questions that you can ask to get answers on our knowledge base, askgm.biz. That's all right off the homepage, and then the blog and my newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. About to celebrate the 10th anniversary of consistent 52 issues a year right there on right off of the homepage. You can subscribe to that, so I hope you check that out. Pat Weber is our guest. She's our good friend, and she's all over the internet, and I'm going to get her to tell us their website in a second. And she's also on Twitter. I'm on Twitter, too, at Jim Blassingame. And, Pat, tell us all the ways we can find you.
On Twitter, I'm Pat Weber with 1B, like in the grill. And I have a great report for anybody who might think they're an introvert that they can get over at coachingforintroverts.com.
All right. So check that out. Is that the? Can we find your book there? By the way, her book is called "Sales Skills for an Unfair Advantage: 104 Tips," which you can find there. And say it again. SalesSkillsForIntroverts.com.
Coachingforintroverts.com.
Okay, coachingforintroverts.com. Check that out, folks. And whatever Pat's got is good. Pat, we're talking about being an introvert.
Yeah.
And let's define that quickly. One of the things that you've taught us and others have helped me with is an introvert is someone who doesn't need the energy of other people to be happy.
Yeah. Or
and an extrovert is somebody who must have other people around him or her and draw from their energy. They can't. It's almost like they can't be alone.
Yeah, I forget which author of there's actually this past year there's been a number of introvert books, and I forget which author defined it as an extrovert is like a solar powered battery. As long as there's sun, there's energy.
Right.
But an introvert is like a rechargeable battery.
Mm-hmm.
We literally need to recharge ourselves if we're out and about and using our personal energy to be around other people.
Could we say that an introvert is someone who's, if you're comfortable being alone,
yeah.
if you could stay home all day long by yourself and be happy, that doesn't mean that you're a wallflower. It just means that you're probably an introvert. Is that right?
Right. Very likely, if that's what's really keeping you energized, to be home and reading a book or even
researching
or on
whatever.
The internet or anything
yeah.
like that.
You don't have to constantly be talking to someone or being with someone. And I think I'm somewhere in the middle. What's that term that you guys use?
There's ambivert.
I think I'm kind of in the middle.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are. I don't think most people are strongly, well, I mean, many people are strongly one way or the other, but most people, I think, are somewhere in between. And also, we've learned the skills of that we identify with the extrovert. And really, I like when I talk with people and they know that they're an introvert, they know they can do some of the extroverting. They know they can go out networking.
Right.
They know they can speak in public.
And prospect.
But they just are happier and more energized and more psyched up if they're on their own.
If I were going to hire a salesperson, mm-hmm. I would want to hire an ambivert.
Mm-hmm.
Because an ambivert, there's another word that I like to use for an ambivert, a chameleon.
Okay.
Ambivert can go either way.
Right.
They can if they're dealing with a customer who's quiet, laid back, not, you know, kind of an introverted type of person, they can do that. If they're dealing with somebody who's high energy, who's got to be around a lot of people, they're extroverted, they can manage that. And I've always felt that one of the keys to my success in the marketplace is that I've been a pretty good chameleon. And a lot of people might think that's being phony, but it's not really being phony at all. The best business people can be a good reflection of the other person that they're dealing with.
Well, and as an NLP, neuro-linguistic programming practitioner, what that's important about is that you just said it. It's not being phony. You're matching
mm-hmm.
that person where they are.
Mm-hmm.
You can't lead somebody to listen to you until you start with where they are.
Right.
And it's the very same thing as an introvert and extrovert. To start where that person's energy is.
Well, see, being phony means being contrived, and if you can exist in a high energy place and be successful, or in a more laid back scenario, if you can be happy in those, you're not being contrived. You're just being who you are.
Right, and
multifaceted.
Isn't it Tony Robbins, Jim, who talks about, you know, as long as you're coming from. Maybe it's not, but somebody I heard this from. As long as your intentions are good and not, like you're saying,
right.
contrived or manipulative.
Right.
And that's what that is all about. Hopefully, if you're in sales and marketing, what you're doing is focused on helping the other person
right.
solve their problem. If your product or service doesn't do it, you really need to walk away.
Right.
But if your product or service does need to do it, my goodness, you need to stay right with that person,
mm-hmm.
lead them from where they are, and take them to where you want them to
Absolutely.
Be. You know, you've got something that will help them.
Absolutely. Hey, Pat, I need you to give us that website again, please.
CoachingForIntroverts.com.
When's your book coming out on introverts?
Oh, it's been a delay on it.
We need to get you working on that. Because the world needs to know what you're saying about that. You know, I mean, this book is going to be important.
I know.
Thanks, Pat, for being here. Good job today.
Thanks.
As always, we'll see you. Pat Weber, ladies and gentlemen, couldn't do without her. We won't either. As long as we can find her, we'll get her back on the show. I'll be back after these messages with Dr. Robert McTeer. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.